With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is warning Iran that combat operations will resume if there's no peace deal. The latest from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Even as the U.S. engages in discussions with Iran about further peace talks, the Pentagon says the military is poised to resume its attacks. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says if Iran chooses poorly, then they will have a blockade and bombs dropping on infrastructure, power, and energy. At the same briefing, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane said U.S. forces were ready to resume major combat operations at literally a moment's notice. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, negotiating with Iran's hardline regime has been slow going at times, but former Republican Senator Jim Talent believes the U.S. does have the upper hand.
We've destroyed their inventories. We've destroyed the industrial base that produced the inventories. We're strangling the economy now. I think the next set of negotiations, we are essentially going to be dictating terms.
Talent is a senior fellow nowadays at the Reagan Institute Center for Peace through Strength. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A decision to adjust prices seems to be paying dividends at PepsiCo.
PepsiCo's price cuts and some new products improved demand for its snacks in the first quarter. Revenue jumped 8.5% compared to the same period a year ago, handily beating Wall Street's forecast. Net income rose 27%. PepsiCo has been cutting prices on Lay's, Doritos, Cheetos, and Tostitos chips this year to win back customers exasperated by years of price hikes. New products with no artificial ingredients and snacks with enhanced ingredients are also attracting shoppers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And stocks are booming on Wall Street. The Dow is up 33, the NASDAQ up by 77 points. This is SRN News. The sound of scripture reading will be heard in the nation's capital next week.
Beginning Sunday, every verse of the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. Among the readers will be members of President Trump's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, and some well-known pastors as well. The event will be live streamed. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats in Congress have introduced a resolution urging a reversal of the Trump administration's changes to a popular student loan forgiveness regimen. The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program cancels loans for qualified public service workers, including teachers, after they've made a decade's worth of payments. Last fall, President Trump empowered the Education Department to kick employers out of the program if they promote transgenderism or abortion. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
60 years after it invented sports drinks, Gatorade is making a surprising pivot. It's no longer focusing primarily on athletes. Gatorade's parent company says the brand wants to broaden its reach to non-athletes looking for ways to hydrate. The head of the International Energy Agency warns that Europe has about 6 weeks of jet fuel left. The IEA chief worries about possible flight cancellations if oil supplies remain blocked by the Iran war. Taiwan's chip maker TSMC reports a 58% jump in profits for the January through March quarter thanks to strong demand driven by the artificial intelligence boom, even as the Iran war was driving up prices. China's economy accelerated for the first quarter of this year, expanding 5% from a year ago. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.